The Maine State Archives and Library would like to make its trove of documents available for internet searches. But there's a problem with this laudable idea. Much of the oldest material in the collection is handwritten, like letters, diaries, even flyers. In order to make that searchable, someone has to transcribe all that content word by word. And as Erwin Gratz reports, that someone could be you.
If you want to make Adam Fisher of the Maine State Library chuckle, ask him how long it will take to turn all the handwritten documents in its possession into typewritten documents that a computer could search through.
You know, we just imaging the content will take many, many decades, with the technology we have now.
Fisher is director of collections development at the Maine State Library. Making an old letter or court record computer text searchable isn't difficult, but it means someone has to read it and type what they see into a computer. The more people who work on the project, the faster it will go. So the library and the Maine State Archives launched the Digital Maine Transcription Project earlier this month. They're inviting anyone with the interest, a computer, and some time to visit a website where they can read old documents and type in what they see. The information entered becomes what's called metadata that is computer searchable. Kristen Musinski is with the Secretary of State's office, which oversees the Maine State Archives.
Our archivists were inspired by the digitization transcription project that was done at the Smithsonian, that they had a really good response from the public for that, participation-wise, that helped get a lot of their documents transcribed, and they wanted to bring something like that to the state of Maine.
Musinski says this could be a boon to historians who contact the archives looking for records on a particular topic, event, or person of interest.
It can be a challenge sometimes to find exactly what you're looking for or to find everything that's related to what you're looking for that really creates a complete picture, because we do, you know, have documents going back to the beginning of the state.
Adam Fisher says digitizing records and making them available on the web creates new opportunities for ordinary folks to become historians. He tells this story of a woman who researched a relative, a former state official.
She got started on that when she was recovering from an illness and just had done a quick Google search and started finding things online that had been posted because it had been digitized at some point. And that inspired her to do some real digging, and she ultimately wrote a book.
Since the program's launch, over 100 people have signed up, transcribing more than 800 documents. They include Civil War hospital records, correspondence from the library's Dolive Ipcar collection, and town records. If you sign up, you can do as little or as much transcribing as you have time for. But the competitive-minded should be warned. They have now posted a transcription leaderboard, number one on the list, has racked up 295 edits. Erwin Gratz, Maine Public Radio News.